I was just at Walmart. My windshield wiper fell off my car.
Fell off or fell in?
Off.
Were you on 81 when it happened?
No.
Okay. Into the car.
I want to get more into that. How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Self-Help Podcast from a beautiful state of St. Louis. How we do podcasts, by the way. I'm your good boy, Ian. To my left, as always, that cricket on your shoulder, Kyle.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. To his left, that mod of a child, Jerry.
Hey.
And his left, our bright North Star, Gage.
Hello. We're all kind of quiet
today. Yeah. I said the quietest hay in the world.
We are very quiet today. Okay. I blame Jerry.
That makes it's a weird day.
Yeah, it's been a crazy day. Past weekend was my birthday. I'm now 1 year closer to being as old as the rest of you.
Yep.
Yep.
Soon, I'll be farther away from you.
Yes, you'll be 1 year farther from me than I am to you.
Yes.
But, whatever. I don't really care. I'll die before you.
Good.
Let's get into those duties.
God willing. It is Vaporal 17th.
All right, hit cut.
How's that lung capacity doing?
So good. My sides hurt.
I've got so much cotton.
Stank cloud.
It's
cloudy AF. It's lit.
It's National Bad Appreciation Day.
Hell yeah, so go suck some blood.
Yep.
Or whatever bad's
doing. Or Louisville Sluggers or
go
whatever.
Go blind yourself. And then fly around and hit bugs.
So are we also...
What?
Are we also celebrating vampires as well?
Do we also celebrate Batman?
That's a good question.
If it's yes, then yes.
I'm saying yes.
I think it's everything related to bats. Yeah. So, cool. Babe Ruth, good job. Proud of you. Babe Ruth. Every baseball team ever. You're doing good.
Negan, good job.
Negan.
Oh, great.
Good
job.
That's all I got. Wow, yeah. Yep, I'm out there of bats.
Babe
out of
Ruth.
Bat jokes.
Do you guys know who she is?
Yeah, I said Babe Ruth.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you actually know who she is?
It was the pig from Charlotte's Web.
Okay.
She's the girl that threw up that peanut thing and they like turned peanut brittle into paydays.
No.
I thought it was the pig from Charlotte's Web.
Babe Ruth. No, Baby Ruth is the lady the that signed the ball for the kid's dad in Sandlot.
What was his name?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's not right.
Yeah, it is.
What's the dog's name?
Sam.
Christian.
Oh, man.
Was it?
It was Christian
They were terrified of a dog.
Christian Slater was the dog.
Christian? God damn it.
Christian.
Happy, good, yeah, go bats.
Good bat day, everybody.
Yeah, happy bats.
Oh, do we have to celebrate Rob
Batman.
Williams?
Did you say Batman? Batty? Did you say Batman?
Who?
Suicide Williams.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Batty. Yeah. Good job, Mr. Williams.
Yeah. Way to go.
What about the bat from Ferngully?
Nope. Rip in peace.
Nope. Not
fuck
that,
that
one.
Guy.
No.
What about...
You should go hang.
That's fucked up. What about...
Go ahead.
Bat salts.
Kyle, what's the next day?
It's National Cheeseball Day.
Oh, God damn it.
So it's National Jared Day because it's a fucking cheese ball.
Oh.
All he ever does is cheese.
Have you guys ever had cheese ball?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Wait, are you talking about like little cheesy puff balls or like an actual ball of cheese?
Like
a baby bell?
An actual, like, cheese ball.
Like a ball of cheese.
I see
ball
rich
of
cheese. People buy those things from Costco.
I've had a wheel of cheese.
Are you talking about that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've had that.
It's very good.
I've had a wheel of cheese.
A whole wheel of cheese.
A wheel?
Like a baby...
Ruth.
I'm impressed.
Baby Ruth, what wheel of cheese?
Yeah.
And I'm lactose intolerant, but it was a good time.
This is Baby Ruth's.
I don't like
wheel
that you're just
cheese.
Like, I'm lactose intolerant, but I ain't care.
Is that why?
I'll fuck my insides up.
I think that's why.
Well, it was a mixture of things, but I can't get into that because the government said I can't. What state are we in?
California.
That state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't talk
the
about
state
it.
The brand.
I can't talk about it.
Okay. So yeah, cheese puffs, literally, just celebrate cheese in general.
Wait, Kyle.
Yes.
That was a haiku.
Is it?
Yeah. It was a haiku.
It's also National Haiku Day.
That was a haiku.
Haiku Poetry Day.
What,
white caps
what?
On the Hold bay.
Haiku's 575, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That was a haiku.
Yeah, 575.
We out here trying to stay alive.
Can we write a rap album in nothing but haikus? Can we do that?
That was a haiku. Isn't that what Bone Thugs is?
Probably.
No, that's what the Ying Yang Twins are.
Yeah, Ying Yang
Brothers. The Bing Bong
The Brothers. Whisper song's not a haiku.
Yes, it is.
Haiku to haiku.
Let me whisper in your ear. Tell you what's going on. I like that one syllable. It's six words.
Well, that was a haiku.
White caps on the bay. Oh. A broken signboard banging in the April vaporal wind.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was actually six syllables because you had to say it twice.
Yeah.
They don't account for the backspace.
Yeah.
That's it for the Tuesdays.
Give me your best haiku.
Shit.
Nope.
How we do podcast. I hate you guys so damn much.
How we do podcast.
It's snowing on Mount Fuji.
577? What?
775!
I like that last one. It's a Game Grumps joke. I was told how haikus have to end with it snowing on Mount Fuji.
Oh, okay.
Make a small boy cry. Sometimes I eat pencil shavings. Some of my friends gay.
Pencil is two, right? Pencil.
Yeah.
So you said it as one.
That was a haiku.
Huh.
How we do podcast.
Are you doing a mute haiku?
Yes.
I'm just... efforts.
I'm, one, I don't two, know. Three, four, five. Not beatboxing. I don't know
one,
what that
two,
would be.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh my.
Whoa.
It doesn't even follow itself.
How we do podcast is a magnificent cast. How we do podcast.
Can't rhyme cast with cast.
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Nope. No, that's
what I mean. Haikus don't have to rhyme.
If Lil Wayne can do it, we can fucking do it.
But he put some herb on it.
Put a gun in my avocado, call it guacamole.
Was that your Lil Wayne?
Huh?
It's pretty good.
Was that a haiku?
Yep.
No. Betty, can we roll it back?
No, we can't. She's saying no.
Bete?
Gun in avocado. Damn it.
I don't know where that was going.
I thought he was talking about gun control.
Avocado gun. Call it guacamole.
No, I don't know about that.
Guacamoleo.
Guacamoleo. There you go. Guacamoleo.
Guacamoleo Estevez. Yes.
Yeah.
How'd you say avocado?
Avocado.
He said avocado.
Yeah.
Avocado.
Avocado.
Aquodad.
Aquodadicus.
Can I just get Glock on the side?
Yes.
No. Okay. No.
Is it extra?
No.
It's extra,
right?
Depends on what part of town you live in.
Okay. Well.
In this country, you can get Glock wherever you want.
Yeah.
That's
Glock
true.
In the sock.
Yeah. Don't Glock back.
Nope.
That's a yakety yak joke.
Don't Glock back.
Please, somebody move on to anything else.
So, I recently came across this beautiful thing that I would love to talk about. If you know what it is, I'm so very proud
Turn
of you.
Off the
can
show.
We can we like can we guess what
I
it
want
is
you,
first?
Everybody except for Gage, because Gage knows what
I
it
know
is.
What it is. Because I wrote it down and he said something and I was like, oh, I know exactly what this is. I've heard about this. So
everybody except for Gage can guess. It is called Virgin Boy Eggs.
I'm gonna assume it's something fucking stupid. That's my only thing.
Okay, so Kyle, what do you think Virgin Boy Eggs is?
Quick question. Did this originate on Craigslist?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Quicker question. Are you videotaping this or are you just okay.
Does this have anything to do with the eggs that we saw last week? Was that last week the weird sex toy thing? Where
yeah.
I could lay eggs.
Oh, I don't know. It could be, I guess.
Okay. Jarrett, you have anything?
I don't have a fucking clue.
Can you grow a boy? like you drop him in water?
Women can.
Well, can they? Maybe. I guess they
Not
can.
Not by choice.
I don't know where it is. What? Please
so
enlighten me.
Let's get into virgin boy eggs. Virgin boy eggs is a cuisine in China. It is a dish called virgin boy eggs. It is where they take the urine of little small boys under the age of 10, presumably, and let them pee in a tub. And then they use that pee water to boil eggs and let it crack and break the eggs apart. And then they deshell the eggs and then boil them even longer in the urine and then eat it.
Okay. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I need bleach for my ears.
That's
my
what
mouth.
A virgin boy egg is.
So, hold on. I need to know the backstory and how you found this out. How did you stumble across this? What were you Google searching that led you to this?
I was worried Google searching this because I didn't want to get flagged.
Yeah,
I didn't
want to
show up on
should
a list,
be.
If I'm being honest. Craigslist. So I was at work and my boss saw a news thing about it, saying how like they're about to pick the, because it's a springtime dish, they're about to pick the school in China that's going to present the urine.
So the one that loses,
it's an honor. It's like the Hunger Games for piss.
So the one that loses has to compete in Battle Royale,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then they die, and then the next school that goes on, they're like, yeah, it's an honor to be chosen to pee for this. Now let me tell you a little bit about the preparation.
Tell me. Sure.
Are there grades of the piss?
Grade of eggs? I think there are of eggs too.
Maybe. Okay. The dish is prepared by first soaking the eggs in the urine of a young boy. The urine is sourced locally by each vendor. Then, the mixture is heated over a stove. After boiling, the eggshells are cracked around the entire surface of the egg. Afterwards, the eggs are placed back into the urine. The used urine is then replaced with fresh urine, and the process is repeated.
Don't want it to get stale.
The soaking process allows the eggs to become cured in the urine as they are left to simmer. The entire process is generally a day-long endeavor. Now, I went over, I kept on looking up and looking at modern culture and stuff, and I found some ways of how they collect the urine.
Okay.
So, modern culture. Virgin boy eggs are why, I still hate saying it.
It's not.
It doesn't get fun.
Before you tell us how they get it, how do you think they get it?
Yeah, let me see what you got.
I imagine they kidnap these kids in the middle of the night like Master Chief and have them just pee into a fucking tube all day.
I mean, the only weird way, like
oh, it wouldn't be the only weird way.
It wouldn't be weird. It would still be weird. Mm-hmm. Is if like they just like at schools and stuff, when they flush a toilet, it just goes straight to like a giant vat, right?
Yep, that's what I was gonna say.
Well, how would they know the 10-year-olds are going in there?
You got it, like...
You can't mix a 10-year-old's pee with a 12-year-old's pee.
No. It only goes from the short urinal.
It's not pure. It's not virgin boy.
No, they're all short urinals.
Because you know, after 10, they fuck in all the time in China.
After 10, you're unemployed.
Yeah, you gotta get a job and fuck something.
They're given early retirement a new job.
Yeah.
Or you just, like, filter it, like they do vodka and stuff.
It's not the same. Distill it. You can't ferment it.
Yeah.
You can't ferment it.
So...
Not virgin boys.
So... here's the logical.
The logical. How you collect boy piss?
How you do it?
But do it.
Okay.
How ready? We do?
How
boy
we
piss.
Do?
Collection.
You. I like the title episode.
Not the title.
You.
Sounds
obviously,
like a broken English question.
Obviously, all of the parents.
How we do boy piss?
All of the parents are in on this, right? They all know because
they
know
like
it's
the
a
eggs.
Delicacy, right?
Well, I can't tell you.
So here's
wait,
the thing.
I have to wait.
Ready? No. Calm down. When a boy wets the bed, you just wring it out into a cup.
No.
But it's impure because the fabric.
No, it's not.
So, Jared, are you telling me that this is the same thing as, like, an Easter Bunny or a Santa Claus or a Tooth Fairy? The parents are in on it?
Of course.
Like, yeah, just pee in the toilet so the piss fairy can take it.
It's okay,
no!
It's just pee in the toilet bag.
No! The kid pisses the bed because he's got a nightmare.
Sorry, wets the bed?
Pisses the bed because he's got a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And then he yells to his brother. He goes, "Something wrong. I pissed the bed."
That's racist.
Wow. Do you think they walk out and just helicopter their dicks around and be like, "Who hungry?"
Yeah.
Wow.
So let me get into this for a little bit. Tell you how the modern culture and everything, how it gets happened.
You know what? This one thing before
yeah, no,
you
No, let
on,
me go.
This...
Oh, wait. No, did you? Did you tell me how you would collect the pee?
Yeah, you kidnap the kids.
Oh,
and
yeah,
squeeze
like
them.
Master Chief. You bring them out like an orange.
When you go to a hibachi restaurant, they sometimes have that squeezy tube that has the what it looks like the kid peeing on you to fake out all the white girls, white women.
Oh, yeah, like where it's like you squeeze it and it's like a string.
Is that where this comes from?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jared, do you actually know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like the condiment thing and he squeezes it and it's
and
like...
It looks like someone's peeing on you kind of thing.
Well, I mean...
You know,
it's just a string.
No. It's whatever.
Maybe
we go to a different restaurant.
String. Yeah.
It's like a
you
mustard.
Can't see it
it's like
yet,
a mustard container. He grabs it like he's gonna put like sauce on the food, and he like squeezes it at somebody. It's just a string in it.
All right. Well, let me get into this.
Okay.
Someone at home knows what I'm talking about.
Virgin boy eggs are widely accepted as a time-honored tradition of the city, rather than considered taboo like most other cultures.
Like everywhere.
Weird.
Boy egg vendors go to elementary schools in the city where they collect urine from young boys, preferably under the age of 10.
The children have been raised in the city and indoctrinated into its culture, are used to the practice.
Oh my god, they just drug test kids.
As young boys would in the schools for many other cultures, they excuse themselves from class when they feel the urge to urinate. However,
Some man stops them in the hallway and says, pee in this cup.
However, instead of going to the restroom, they relieve themselves in a basin that the vendor is placed in the hallways.
What? What?
Some vendors go as far as to wait with containers in the park or public restrooms for parents who are willing to let their children offer urine.
I don't...
This is weird.
The teachers, being accustomed to the tradition as well, often remind the boys to not urinate in the basins if any of them have fever or feel ill. In addition to buying them from the street vendors, residents of Dongyang
are... Fuck off! This is fake! This is fake!
No way!
That's real! That's 100% true!
Dongyang is collecting boy piss!
Residents of Dongyang are also known to cook and prepare the eggs at home, using the urine from household boys.
Household boys? It's not... They're all... What do you mean?
Boy, get over here! I'm gonna piss!
Oh, there it is! Dongyang, China.
Holy shit. As of 2012, the eggs are sold for about 150 yuan, I guess that's their currency, or approximately 24 cents per egg, or approximately twice the price as normal eggs. However, not all of Dongyang's residents enjoy the dish. One local man was quoted stating, "The smell kills me. I feel like throwing up at the thought of it. It stinks."
The stink's the problem.
Then why do they still do it?
In general, virgin boy eggs remain highly acclaimed by the people of Dongyang for both its taste and even the fragrant smell.
Let me ask you. So you have to, your job is to make eggs taste different, right? You have to, a new way to serve eggs. And that consists of putting it in piss first, taking it out, taking the shell off, putting it back in new piss. And then you sell that one egg for 24 cents. Is that worth it to you?
No, it's not.
No.
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 Now, this...
Well, but you gotta figure, they're doing more than one egg at a time.
No shit, but 24 cents an
egg? Listen, they're taking one dozen eggs. They go and they buy a dozen eggs. Or even better, they have a chicken that lays them eggs, right? Okay? Sure. You take 50 eggs.
I'm gonna take chicken piss.
And you do this with 50 eggs.
Virgin boys.
And then you sell 50 eggs for whatever 50 times 24 cents is.
Is it surprising that it's not girl urine?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Well, now, you know, it's in China. So they actually...
They have no girls.
Well, they have this thing about, like, children.
They make you kill girls.
Yeah, like, you have to have a son or boys.
You can only have one daughter or something like that. Yeah.
But this is traditionally a poor person's food. This is for the peasants that couldn't afford food or water, so they would use the urine as a way to boil eggs and eat eggs instead of getting water and stuff because they were too poor for that. And
so
now,
instead of boiling water...
Well, if they didn't have water.
You can just get water.
I mean, okay.
Maybe
like,
you can get water.
Sorry, we have bottles of it on the table here.
Do they...
A small child in China is pissing in a pot for this.
We get to drink water while someone eats piss eggs.
So, okay, I understand. Piss has salt in it. And when you want to, like, make... Do they do this with pasta?
Yes.
I don't know. As
I
far as
they do this
egg. I like to think it's like a hard-boiled egg.
It is. It's just a hard-boiled egg.
And they're like, well, I gotta peel back this part and get to this good part where the piss kind of just touched a little bit.
Oh, no, they're all in it.
I feel like the basin is like a cup in the hallway.
Or it's like a spittoon, a spitting spittoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a trough.
I also got trough from it.
Have you guys heard of century eggs?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
You haven't.
I should have just said yes.
Yes,
so,
and.
So you do have actually heard of century eggs
yes.
and how they're made.
I'll watch Fear Factor.
Yes.
Well, how they're made? No.
So what they do is they take these eggs and they use like clay and other types of materials to build around it, and then they bury it in the dirt for like 10 plus years.
Okay.
And then they take it out and it's just a black shell of an egg, and they crack it open and drink the insides, and it is pitch black in there. I'm going to go ahead and show
you
guys
pictures.
What's
next on the list?
I know you want to...
That's your fault.
You want to see this shit. Because they are just... They're gorgeous.
Hey, so Friday the 13th was recent.
Did you just come up with a topic not to talk about this?
That's a century egg.
I'm done with that.
Yeah.
You want some of that?
So no. But it's small. It's short. Has anybody here ever had anything bad happen actually on Friday the 13th?
I don't
until Friday, I'd never seen anything happen.
To who? You?
No. So on Friday, my dad was mowing the grass.
I wasn't paying attention to anything you said.
And hit like a thick tree branch kind of deal.
Meaty branch.
And that lawnmower shot that thing straight through the window of the house.
Awesome.
Shit.
Not like awesome. Final Destination.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Straight through the window. Went like cut straight through the screen, shattered the window, everything.
How close did it get to you?
It was probably 10 feet away from me.
Oh, so that means you're going to die some other way now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you died.
That was for you and you missed it.
So
who else was in the room?
Nobody. Oh, no, I was outside. I was walking out of the house when it happened, and it flew past me and hit a window.
Oh, I tried to hit the door.
And
the aim was off.
So I was just curious to see if anything has happened to you guys that has been strange on Friday the 13th.
I woke up with an awfully weird feeling.
Boner. Yeah. That's what those are called.
Yeah. It's never happened to me.
Oh. See, I had some Sunday the... Whatever.
Sunday the 15th?
Yeah, Sunday the 15th, bad luck, where my windshield wiper fell off my car.
Or fell into your car?
How?
That's going to be a reference later.
That's what I want to explore, thank you.
Yeah, no, it just kind of fell off my car, so I had to replace my windshield.
Well, my girlfriend locked her keys in her car today.
Oh.
I don't know if that counts as bad.
What a shame. But that's not Friday the 13th.
My shit story at work with a dude shit on underneath the sink.
Oh yeah, was that on Friday the 13th?
That was on Friday the 13th.
Yes, it was. Really,
it
that's
was.
Amazing.
Yep.
How's that
Gage,
your story?
What about you?
I got nothing.
Oh,
I know
nothing bad happens to Gage.
Everybody in my department was out on Friday except for my boss, and he had to work all by himself on Friday.
Oh,
I was about to say, you know that that's only one other person besides you, but then I realized you also were off that day.
Mm.
Damn, bummer. That's it. That's all it was.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. I wasn't going to actually bring it up, but when I realized the egg thing was going to keep going, I wanted to get away from it, so.
All right.
Virgin boy eggs.
Well, got a question.
Finally got some fan questions, all you
fucking
losers.
Except for Cody.
Except for Cody.
Thank you, Cody.
You are a hero and our savior.
So Cody came up and sent, this is just one of the questions he submitted. He submitted multiple. He went above and beyond.
Yeah, he did your guys' job.
Yeah. So
you're welcome.
He asks us to create a new porn / kink. Do your worst. Now, this triggered me to bring up something that I saw on the internet. So I'll talk about this first, and then I guess we're going to make up a porno.
Super
or
triggered.
Or porn kink. Yeah, super triggered.
Super triggered.
But it's not even like a bad trigger. It just made me think of it. So on Reddit, I subscribe to the relationship advice page because I like seeing other people's drama. It makes me feel better about my life.
All right.
So this came through a while ago, and I've been saving it. And I'm finally glad I remembered to talk about it. This girl posts that her boyfriend of 1 year wants to role play. Now, role playing, normal. People
right.
do it all the time.
Right.
He wants her to role play as Anne Frank.
Hell what? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. And I guess I know what he wants to be.
The man's got some balls.
It's not specifically stated what he wants to do.
Come
or
on.
Where his role in
the okay.
He wants to wear a military
he
uniform.
Wants to be the bag of chips and get stepped on.
What if he wants to be like the family that hid them?
Oh, what if he wants to be the attic and he wants her to come inside of him?
Okay.
Wait, he wants to be the attic?
Yeah.
And
he wants her to go inside of him.
Oh, so he's the pegging, but he wants to say it in the weirdest way possible.
Yeah.
He wants to go, oi, un schnurderling.
Or maybe he's just like underline saying, shut the fuck up. Just shut
oh
the fuck
gosh,
up.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about it. Just don't talk.
Just
be quiet.
Just
for the
guy. Why not play Helen Keller?
How old was Anne? Well, it's not as risky.
Well, he wants her to see what's happening.
He wants her to shut the fuck up in the bedroom while he invites every single one of her family members over to be the Nazis in the living room, and if they find out, they're all rushing in.
They're all Russian?
Well, no, that's different. That's
okay,
different.
They're
okay.
All German.
I got confused.
They didn't talk about that part.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet.
How old is Anne Frank?
Well, I'm pretty sure she was 12 or 14.
Yeah.
Like, young?
Yeah,
she was young. Young enough to have a diary.
Yep.
So do you think that Anne Frank kink is going to catch on?
Maybe. I could see that happening. One thing I'd like to point out, so you guys know that Anne Frank's, I know I brought this up in pre-pro.
That's what we got to be
like. Anne Frank, Anne Frank, it just recently came out or something, or came out a long time ago, that her dad ripped out a bunch of pages of the diary before.
Right. And I think that's where this stems from, because I think he was reading the actual diary, or like the story of the diary of him ripping out all those pages, because the diary is a lot about of course it is the hiding stuff, but it's also about a lot of her finding out her own sexual identity kind of thing. Huh. So exploring herself sexually and things like that as a growing teenager. I think
in the attic with her family.
From. Yeah. Right next door. Like, I hope mom doesn't turn over.
Well, so how were they found? Like, does anyone remember how they were found?
I thought they raided the house, right?
And did they raid? I thought it was something to do with like a bag of chips. That's what I remember from Family Guy. I don't know.
I don't.
It could have been true.
I don't know, honestly.
I think somebody like stepped on a bag of chips or something. But I was thinking to myself, and I was like, what if he was reading and goes, like, what if they found them because they were banging it out? And the girl, she was making it like too much noise, and they were like, somebody's fucking, and they go upstairs and it was all the Jews. And then like the dad was like, definitely wasn't because of the fucking, someone stepped on some chips.
That's the part he wants to hide. For sure my daughter fucking.
Sure was not her fucking. It was definitely bag of chips. She stepped on them. Well, I was just thinking, I was like, that'd be so fucking funny. Be like, nope, weren't fucking. Definitely weren't doing that.
Okay. Yeah. Does that count as us answering the question, or do we need to make another porn category? Guess.
Make Kyle, give me a new porn.
New porn?
Yeah, a new porn category.
Shit. I was going to say Ready Player One.
VR
like,
porn?
Like new porno, but...
Oh, make Ready Player One into a porno?
It'd be super easy.
Yeah, Ready Player Come.
It's not bad.
I already have VR porn, though.
Yeah.
I would say... The porn is... It's Tom Cruise porn. So it's anything crazy Tom Cruise has done.
Stunt porn,
basically.
Where all the women are taller than him.
Yeah.
And okay. He has a tooth in the middle of his mouth.
What?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
He's got a rogue tooth?
Have you seen that?
Oh.
No, it's just like he doesn't have two teeth like normal people. He has the one.
Fuck off. Oh, like that one girl.
What girl?
Tell us what girl.
Is she in the porno?
In one of the earlier, episode.
The third or fourth episode.
Yeah, the girl with the one tooth.
Like, she's got like a mouthpiece though.
So his teeth don't line up.
Oh no.
Nobody, you will never not notice that now.
What?
That's crazy.
His teeth don't line up with his face. It's really fucking
weird.
But,
like, you have to, like, nakedly calm him down from the jumping on the couch on Oprah.
Right.
You have to chase him down and Top Gun in the motorcycle and tell him everything's okay.
Call him Goose or Maverick or whichever one he was.
Right. You have to buy into Scientology for, like, 20 minutes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then once everyone's off, they turn it off.
And then you have to betray him in the new Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah. You have to get him caught, so he has to work himself way out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fucking.
You gotta put him in the attic, so he has to figure out a way out before the Nazis get him.
And then you have to buy out of Six Flags, and it's just gonna be you and him, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tom Cruise, kink.
I like it.
Kinky Cruise.
I was thinking, so you know this feet fetish? What about toenail fetish?
Like, clipping them?
Yeah.
And, like, keeping them, or having, like, a pile
of
them somewhere?
This is putting the image in my mind where people are, like, chewing on toenails, and I'm freaked out.
I'm 90% sure that has to be a real thing.
Or, like, they get, like,
I'm going to look it up right now.
Show me toenail porn.
That has to be a real thing.
Search toenail porn.
Hold on. Let me first do private browsing.
The inside elbow porn.
Toenail.
Oh,
this is the weenus.
So, listen, I have seen a porn scene where a dude fucks a girl's knee cavity.
Okay.
So I elbow.
Good lord!
No!
There's no pictures.
Thank fuck.
Shit.
The first one I typed in toenail fetish. Okay, Clips Ahoy, the manicured world of toenail clipping fetishes.
Damn it!
That is so good.
Can't do that one.
Clips Ahoy.
Clips Ahoy is a good one.
That's really good.
That might be the episode title.
Clips Ahoy.
God. Oh Jesus!
Oh shit! Now I gotta think of a new one.
Does that involve like a pestle and mortar too?
I have to tell you right now, I'm 90% sure there is already a fetish for literally everything you can imagine.
What about Tom Cruise fetish porn?
I'm looking it up.
God, man. I can't think of anything else.
Ooh, did you look up Anne Frank fetish porn?
God damn it. I'm really upset. I looked up Tom Cruise fetish porn. The first result was Tom Cruise gay videos. on Pornhub.
Is that like a deep fake situation?
I'm not clear.
Do it.
The first thing that pops up. Then I found out she had an Anne Frank fetish.
So there is an Anne keeper. Frank fetish. Damn it.
Hashtag keeper.
Wait, is that on Reddit?
Hashtag creeper.
Oh, what?
She's creeping in the ass.
No, okay, hold on. Let me read this whole thing now that I clicked on it. Then I found out she had an Anne Frank fetish. And I was like, whew, barmaid. I was having sex with a girl, and in the heat of the moment, she called me Frank, which is horrifying, as that's her dad's name. That's it. That's all there is. That's all there is to it.
That's not helpful.
So you click on a bad joke page. Did you find our website?
You still won, then. You still got your fetish
out. Yes! I will tell you that this pops up.
Oh. The thing I had. Yep, that's it.
Yep. The Reddit post. Yep, sweet. That popped up.
New fetish porn.
There is a whole...
Smushing your wiener in a really small place.
Oh yeah, she describes the whole thing.
I have a feeling that might be a thing.
What thing?
Smushing your wiener in a really small place.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. How about...
I was going to say like vices, but that's pretty much the same thing.
That's like bondage.
Yeah.
I had one earlier. I forgot what it was.
Like, it's got to be super like specific.
Yeah.
Dick smacking small trees is like a lumberjack.
Okay.
Chopping down wood with wood?
Yeah. Wood on wood. But that's
wood squared.
Like gay porn.
That sounds gay porn, yeah. rock porn.
Okay.
Like carving out a rock and doing it.
I thought you said putting rocks inside you.
What about God, this is gross, and I don't want to say it out loud.
Say it out loud.
You have the mind of a child.
What if there is an uncircumcised fetish where they put jelly beans under the foreskin?
Have you not seen that GIF where Cheetos...
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Fuck!
But it's not jelly beans, it's Cheetos.
All right, well, Cheetos jelly beans is still on the table.
Cheetos is the right choice.
Jelly beans puffy or crunchy? Table.
It's crunchy.
Okay.
God damn it. Holy shit.
And it's not one Cheeto, though. There's a
if money. Only Vore wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I think I'm done with this conversation.
Playing Wii Motion games
with your penis.
By sticking the Wii Mote inside you.
I like that. Just duct tape
playing
a Wiimote to your dick.
With your wiener.
Yeah. Playing golf.
Tennis and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't hate that. Bowling. I like that. I
can imagine a person bowling. They're just like,
whoa!
You
gotta
curve
it.
Put some English on it.
I wish we had a camera sometimes.
Every time we do we need to do a fucking video episode.
We haven't done one in a while.
Gyrating.
We got a 4th of July video episode that'll be coming in July.
Oh shit, can we get a room of candles and light them here in the studio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweet.
I ain't care. There's nothing worth thin here.
That's fair.
Make sure they go right there. Right there.
I think we got our new kinks and porns out. That's a hard one, because I feel like there's Rule 34, man.
Yeah, there's a lot out there already.
There's porn for anything.
Yeah.
All right. We do have two topics left. We do have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Shit. Kill it.
I think we can do it.
Do you want to go? Because mine's going to take longer than 10 minutes.
No, go ahead. I want to hear yours.
Mine's going to take longer than 10 minutes.
Rock hard.
All right. So, last weekend, I decided to go hiking with a friend.
Mistake.
Yeah, mistake number one.
First mistake. It was up in Shawnee Land.
Leaving the house.
Yeah, ooh, Shawnee Land
mistake.
Also.
Second
yeah.
mistake, Shawnee Land.
Yeah.
They got bears.
And methamphetamine.
And skakes.
And dead. Did you know they drained that lake and found 8 dead bodies in there?
I'm not shocked.
Not even joking.
So, we start to go on the trail that we usually go on.
Usually, like you've done this
yeah,
before.
Yeah, we've been here before. We've been hiking on this trail before, and we get to the usual stops, like the highest point and the whole Instagram shit.
Yeah, just take some sweet filter pictures
because you got to take pictures to make sure everybody knows you went hiking.
Exactly,
just like the gym.
Yeah,
therefore it didn't happen. So we get to the shelter and everything, and usually after the shelter, there's like a main road that you get on. It leads you back to the trail and everything like that.
Uh huh.
We never got to that main road.
Oh, God.
We kept going and going and going. We left at 3 p.m. to go hiking. I think we realized we were lost at around 8.
Damn.
Okay, at what point did you meet the Mothman?
We met him at his shack.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty nice. He gave me a tiki torch.
Okay. That's kind of him.
Yeah.
He likes to give gifts.
I'm a turtle while I was golfing.
What? You just like, you wanted to hear Kyle's story so badly, you didn't pay attention. You pulled up a picture of a turtle.
Yeah, I paid attention.
So it's starting to get dark, and we're using like cell phone flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
My phone's charged up pretty well. His is dying. And I keep popping into like Snapchat and stuff, and you zoom out and you can see where you are, and mm-hmm. you can see like main roads and stuff like that.
Just use GPS.
That too. Which I found out later on. Google Maps.
Did you fall and like hit your head on a rock?
It felt like I did. Yeah. We, like I said, I found a tiki torch, and that was pretty much my only source of light for a while.
Hell yeah.
We had to...
Did you not bring flashlights?
No, because...
They went at
3 we got
PM.
Lost. We weren't supposed to be there for 7 hours, and we were.
You didn't even plan for a emergency.
No, not at all.
Why didn't you call someone?
We'll get to that.
Oh, cool.
We
did. They took us the wrong way.
So
the Mothman blocked his cell phone reception.
Yeah. So we finally found the electrical line, and we followed that all the way up.
Such a good movie.
It's good. Right.
Did you watch it by now?
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. Yeah.
What? The ritual. You were almost a part of the ritual.
Dude, it's serious. I thought someone was gonna happen.
Did you find a shack with a small like?
I found a shack.
Man?
I found a shack with a whole bunch of like litter and shit.
Was there a wicker man praying?
I don't think there was. There might have been a wicker chair.
Close. Oh.
Listen, wicker's wicker.
Wicker is wicker, but liquor is thicker.
Liquor is quicker.
Quicker. Oh, okay. Yeah. Dummy.
So we finally find the electrical posts or whatever, and we start going up that. And that leads to a road.
Up it?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Just like, was it Tim Allen? He got shocked, right?
Yeah.
Well, excuse me?
I think he has wands.
I don't know. Anyway. We finally found a main road, and we started walking down it because we figured that's where the car was parked. And I called Polly's cab.
Oh.
Just in case. And I saw them right before we left, and they just turned around and left. Like, I called them, I'm like, hey, we're at, like, so-and-so trail. And they're like, okay, well, it'll be, like, 2 hours. I'm like, great. And as we were leaving, I saw the taxi, and it sucked a lot.
Why didn't you just Uber?
We live in the state that we're in, and there's no Ubers here.
There's, like, 3 Ubers.
Oh, yeah, Ubers 3?
Here. Yeah, they're not, nice. They're not reliable at all.
That's fair, I guess.
But, yeah, it sucked really bad. All in all, we hiked for 17 miles.
Hell yeah. That's it?
That's it? Yeah. It sucked really, really, like, really bad. I can't stress that enough.
Hmm.
But it was a fun story, so.
Thank you for that story. So, yeah.
You're ridiculous. That is shame. I'm sad for you.
That is shame.
That is shame. Well, good thing you made it out.
I'm glad.
I was about to be like, you know what, let's just stay here.
We're dead.
Yeah, we're gonna die. Yeah.
So next time you go hiking, what are you going to remember?
What are you going to prepare?
I'm not going to go.
Okay.
Yeah, damn so right.
If you are to go hiking,
uh-huh.
Things to prepare.
Okay.
Flares. Flashlights.
Boombox.
A boombox.
Mm-hmm.
Food, water.
Portable phone chargers.
Okay.
A compass.
A sex doll so you don't get lonely.
Okay.
A hand axe.
What about a machete?
A machete. Okay. Both. You need them both.
Okay.
A hand map.
And a two-handed broadsword.
Okay.
Preferably rune, but mithril will work as well.
Okay. See, I don't know if my attack's high enough for that.
It's fine.
Okay. You're do I need chainmail, anything like that?
I mean, you can take, like, dragon boots.
Okay.
And sure then will. Rune plate.
Bring Heelys.
Okay. Oh.
So you're not walking so much.
Okay.
Just glide through.
An abyssal whip if you want more attack speed.
Gotcha.
It works.
Are you getting these jokes?
I don't think either of them. I love every bit of it.
I am.
All right.
Bring
somebody out there is going to understand exactly what we just talked about.
Bring a hawk tied to a string tied to your wrist.
Oh. Okay.
Bring tied to a letter.
How much string?
Like kite length.
Okay.
I got to say, I think Ian's idea is better, and I hope he's going where I think he is with it. Go ahead.
Glider.
Nope, that's not what I thought he said.
Sugar glider?
Yes, a sugar glider.
Take a lighter and just light a tree on fire and somebody will find you.
Yeah, that would have been bear and he'll kick your ass.
I don't think... Isn't Smokey the Bear dead or something?
Whoa.
What?
Didn't they, like, get rid of him?
What?
He's not some old person. They're like, we'll put him in a home. Get rid of him.
He's not like McGruff the Crime Dog.
He could be. But McGruff is still alive. Don't do... I need this.
Don't you sour his good name.
Don't do this.
Don't remind me.
This is hell. No, what was that? Go ahead.
More.
No.
put you back in the woods. Get out from the woods and come.
Were you afraid you're gonna
okay,
run
maybe
guy?
That's why we were actually hiking. So
I saw Craigslist ad.
We had to.
I was coming out from the woods.
We just hope this Craigslist ad was still good.
We found the shack.
Where's Dirty Mike and the boys at?
Just like real quick, I typed in Smokey the Bear just to see if he actually did disappear.
Don't do it.
And there's a people also search for, and it's like Woodsy Owl, Yogi Bear, McGruff the Crime Woodsy. Dog, Tony the Tiger. I'm like, okay. And then it's like the whole cast of fucking
Teen Wolf.
No, Big Bang Theory. And then
or Fat Albert.
This is Link Larkin, but I'm pretty sure that's Zac Efron. That's definitely Zac Efron. Who the fuck is Link Larkin?
From High School Musical?
Was oh, it's from character? Hairspray. Okay. Mm. Never mind. Continue. I was just confused.
All right.
So yeah, moral of the story, don't go hiking.
Yeah, just don't leave your house.
Exactly.
It's safe in your house and not outside.
I decided to go golfing instead of hiking on Saturday, and it was great.
Because you know what happens if you go hiking? Something might follow you.
Yeah.
Or the ritual. Ooh, next time you go, make sure that your friend dies in a liquor store.
Yeah.
And you get to watch him die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
don't worry, it's important to hike.
Okay, cool.
It's for the experience.
For spoilers later on.
No, it's in the beginning.
Okay, good.
It's like the first thing that happens.
Okay, okay.
It's not. That's important, but it's like.
It's not like super important. It just like sets up why they are where they are.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, this is why they're hiking in this place.
Okay.
We have 3 minutes.
Go ahead.
Just, do you want to do it?
Just ring it out.
My topic?
Yeah.
I watched the movie It Follows, and in the movie It Follows, there's a chain of people who are having sex with new people after new people.
A chain? A sex chain.
A whole
like
chain.
Shit.
And the person who's always, like, the person is being chased by a ghost thing that wants to kill them.
For not fucking.
So that is, like, a big analogy on STIs and sex with consequences. So
STIs?
Well, no, not really, though, STI because, like, Institute. Once you fuck somebody else, it's gone, right?
It's only gone until that person gets killed, then it's back to you.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so basically, the process is one person has this thing following them.
Yeah.
Okay? So say I have this thing following me, and I fuck you. Okay. It's now after you.
It's after me.
And it either kills you, or you fuck Kyle.
Yeah.
And then it's after Kyle.
Yeah.
And then Kyle fucks Ian, and then Ian doesn't fuck anybody, so Ian dies.
Here's the thing. You know
that it kills Kyle.
But here's the thing. You know the thing is chasing you, right?
Yeah.
And you fuck me, but you don't tell me about the thing, and it kills me. And then immediately, I die a day later, and then it's back after you, and you don't know.
Mm.
Okay, it's not like it's not like
the
ring.
I figured it out. Fuck the
or
thing.
It's like 7 days.
No, the fuck thing the kills thing. You when it grabs you.
No, you fuck it.
Anyway, I want to know what the sex consequences could be in your life. I was thinking every time I have sex, my hair falls out. And that would be a bad consequence for sex. Much like murder.
Come silly string. I mean, I gotta... It happens.
No, make a party noise. I was expecting.
Yeah.
Every time you have sex, you shit bumblebees.
I wish it was just you shit. Like...
You shit bees. You shit bees for a week.
Sometimes I shit when I come.
Every time you come,
bees or wasps?
Bumblebees. The bumblebees, the nice big fuzzy ones.
Horseflies? No.
No.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Every time you have sex, you lose a toe.
See, I thought about that one. You only have 10 toes, though.
Yeah.
So you lose 10 toes. It's no sex with consequences.
It's the
anymore.
Next. It's the next fucking joint. So next
you
time it's your foot.
Bones so it goes out the of ankle. Your fucking
yeah.
Teeth.
Teeth fall out.
Well, you just get dentures. That's not a loss right there. You don't gotta do anything.
But you
about that.
No, you legally can't do that.
What?
Yeah, you can't do that.
dentures
don't exist. Yeah, they don't exist in this.
You have
universe.
To wait till you're 60 to get dentures legally.
There's a criteria to get them.
There's a book. What about every time you semen, every time you sperm, you get punched in the dick.
Someone shows up and punches you in the dick and leaves.
Every time
a third party.
Every time you come, it shoots out your ass.
I hit the wall again. Fuck.
It's like shotgun blasts out the back.
Every time you have sex, the alarm for the purge goes off.
So you start the purge?
Yeah.
I haven't seen those movies.
They're not that bad, actually.
They're all right. The first one sucks, and then the rest of them are really good.
Question about the that comes out of your
the
ass.
Ass blast?
Yes. Yeah. What if you're laying down when it happens?
It hits the bed.
Do you like? Do you lift off a little
you
bit?
Shit
like
your bed?
In was that Scary Movie? Was it Scary really? Movie?
Where he comes out of his butt?
Where he comes and he like fucking shoots him up to the ceiling. Hold on.
Alright. Let's think of some more good ones. Every time you come, you sneeze 16 times.
In a row?
In a row.
And you can't stop?
Yeah.
You can't breathe between
You
become takes.
Like a motorboat. You just start achoo, achoo,
achoo. Yeah.
Or just sure. Like, every time you come, you scream as loud as you can.
Oh, every...
Okay, yeah.
And yeah. Shoots her up to the ceiling. Okay. She's stuck
at the end
ceiling.
Of sex, all of your limbs become the size of baby limbs. But your body and head stays the same.
You know that, or like, you know that toy? You know that toy?
Your dick gets limp and so do your arms.
I've sure. Never
yeah.
Used that toy.
Yeah, yeah, like the toy you push at the bottom and it just like falls apart.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
like
okay.
That. Yeah.
What if every time you come, you get knocked out? You like pass out.
Do you get
out.
Up again?
No.
Don't do this to me.
every time you come, you pass out for 20 minutes. Immediately.
I mean, I kind of already do that anyway.
Like without even like
stuck. Like instantaneous.
Yeah, like right when it happens, you're out for 20 minutes.
I think that's already true for some people, though. It's got to be true for some people. I'm just saying.
Like, involuntarily knock out?
I think probably. Not for me. I'm ready to pass the fuck. I'm like, good night. See you later. It'd be 2
it's
p.m. 3 I don't
p.m.
care. 2 p.m. I don't give a fuck. We fuck. I'm going to bed. I gotta take a nap.
Man, you're a lucky girlfriend.
I gotta take a nap.
What a fucking charmer you are.
Yep.
Well, damn. I'm sure there'll be more of this. This was a rush segment, so but we gotta get out here.
Every time you come, you assassinator comes and tries to kill you.
Wait,
he
comes
him
also.
Only with your dick.
Yeah, he tries to shoot cum bullets at you to kill you. That's the only weakness.
Well, don't.
But you're only weak after you come. Your shields go down, and that's the only time you can take damage.
You have to wait for the refractory period to end.
Yeah, it is 30 minutes, and you got assassins and ninjas coming at you. Jean-Claude Van Damme comes out of your penis, and he's like, I'm going to beat your asshole. I'm going to suck your dick through your asshole. And he does.
Are you implying that he sucks your asshole so much your dick just goes into your body and through your asshole now?
Or his head goes through your asshole to your dick and right. Sucks it.
And then you come again, and then it's just a vicious cycle. Like he...
A second shot.
What if every time
Wait,
you come,
I'm
you can't
me?
Stop?
Oh, God.
Was that what?
Every time you come, you can't stop.
Like a fire hose?
Yeah.
How do you stop?
Crank it. You gotta crank it.
Oh, no.
There's a nozzle.
That's not good.
There's a nozzle behind your left knee that you gotta turn.
Oh no, my left knees are all broken.
I know. You got a rusty pipe.
I got rusty pipes in my knees, man.
Sounds like a porno.
I got rusty
what,
pipes.
Rusty,
rusty,
pipe.
Rusty pipes.
Rusty Piper.
There's a word.
Rowdy that, Rusty that, Piper.
I'm pretty sure Rusty Pipes got a word for something.
Rusty
that's
trombone.
Yeah. That's a word for something. We done?
Oh, we can be done if you guys want.
You have to.
You guys
want to
talk about
eggs?
More? No.
I don't want to talk about virgin boy eggs anymore.
I don't want to talk about eggs at all anymore, ever.
Well.
Ever again.
On that note, thank you all for joining us for this wonderful How Are You podcast. Please disregard our last episode. It was pretty fun. I would like to thank the Academy. Kyle for being here.
Thank you.
Gage for being here.
You're welcome.
Me for filling a spot?
Nope.
All right. Fuck you,
for
too.
For sure don't want you to have anything to do with me.
That's fine. That's fine.
Send in your goddamn questions. Don't let Cody do all the work for you. Cody's a good boy.
Good boy.
He's our good great boy. Cody, be Cody. You know, be like Cody. Be the boy Cody wants you to be. You can find us on Facebook at How We Do Podcast. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Snapchat. You can find us on Vero, even though nobody uses that anymore.
Yeah, Vero died already.
It died before it was born. It was aborted.
I'm still using it a little bit.
Vero was aborted. Dyson made an attachment. We're also on iTunes, which is free on iTunes. Send in a review. Do we have any new reviews?
No.
Okay. We're also on Google Play Music. And just wherever else you find your podcast, we're hopefully there. We're going to try to work on getting on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that'll be fun.
That sounded convincing.
Maybe. On that note, thank you, Chef.
stay golden, and do it for Johnny.